You are listening to Spiritual Principles for Emotional Healing with Christian psychologist Dr. Denise Johnson, a show dedicated to the integration of spirituality, faith, mental health, and psychology. I believe where your spirit leads, your emotions, power, and destiny will follow. Welcome to the show, everyone. You are listening to Spiritual Principles for Emotional Healing, and I am your host, Dr. Denise Johnson, a Christian emotional wellness expert who has been a licensed mental health professional in New Jersey for over 20 years. And the topic for today's show is, are you eating your seed? And I have a wonderful guest by the name of Myrna Morris Young, who is the president and CEO of My Helps Coaching and Consulting Services, Inc. She is a motivational and inspirational speaker, a best-selling author, a certified professional life coach, a certified Christian teacher, and a radio talk show host. Myrna is a Toastmasters trained speaker who motivates and inspires her audiences to understand their mission, vision, and purpose. As a spirituality coach, Myrna coaches on consciousness and how to co-create the world to attract the results you are seeking. She is the author of 3 books, and the first one is Becoming Conscious, My Awakening. The second one is Out of the Snares, A Story of Hope and Encouragement. And the third one is Small Business, How to Mind Your Own Business While Working Your Day Job. Myrna helps her clients and audiences move from the space of lack into the space of getting maximum results in their personal and their professional lives. Well, Myrna, I want to warmly welcome you to the show today, and I just want to thank you for having the heart to share with my audience.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Dr. Denise. I thank you for that warm and lovely introduction. Yes, I applaud your efforts as far as, informing your audiences about spirituality and how it can work for their emotional healing. So, great.
Yes, I'm really looking forward to this. So I'm going to dive in and ask the first question, okay?
Sure.
I'm going to make it a long question, but you can give it to me in pieces. So the first question is, tell us a little bit about your personal history, and then a little bit about your spiritual history. And then my ultimate question is what events in your personal and spiritual history sowed the seeds for you to be where you are today?
Awesome. Okay. Well, thank you for breaking that down. I hope I don't ramble too much. let's start with my personal history.
Okay.
I was born in Guyana, and for our listeners that don't know where that is a country in South America.
Okay.
But we have a Caribbean influence because we are the natives from Guyana were brought in on the slave trade. It's the same with the Caribbean islands.
Okay.
So even though I'm South American, I consider myself a West Indian, and we have the same kind of culture.
Okay.
At the age of 11, my mom went to Canada to make a better life for her and her children. She was a servant, a domestic servant, and we were very poor.
Mm-hmm.
That opened the door for us and me specifically to be abused by a man that was very wealthy, who happened to be my godfather. Yes, I tell that story in detail in my book, Out of the Snares.
Okay.
At 17, my mom finally got us to Canada, and my only ambition when I got to Canada was to marry my boyfriend and to become a housewife.
Okay.
But God had other plans for me. I know. He had other plans for me, and he put Tony Robbins, the great motivator, in my path.
Interesting.
I know. Yes. I went to a Tony Robbins seminar, one of his very first seminars in 1992, where he was talking about unleashing the power within.
Okay.
So I found my power, or at least he turned it on, and I started my own limousine service just 2 months after I came out of that seminar.
Okay.
I was very good as an entrepreneur, and 6 months, 6 years later, I won the Entrepreneur of the Year Award by the by the Canadian African Chamber of Commerce.
Mm-hmm.
And then I decided that I wanted to be a international limousine operator. So I came to Miami, Fort Lauderdale, and opened up my own limousine service, a branch office.
Wow.
And once again, God stepped in. And instead of me wanting to be now rich and famous as limousine operator, I'm in, it's like when you're in Rome, you know, you want to do what the Romans do. So I'm now in America. I am now in America, and I want to be an American. I want to have those benefits. So I started on my path of becoming an American, becoming spiritual, and all those wonderful things. God took me through a series of events, storms, and victories, but I ended up, you know, getting my goal to become an American.
Okay.
Like you mentioned, I've authored 3 books. I'm a life coach and motivational speaker. So that's a bit about my personal history.
Okay.
If we transition now to the spiritual history,
yes,
I will tell you how God led me to the Lord again.
Yes,
He has been directing my path for so long, and that's one of the reasons I wrote the book. Because when you're in the storm or when you're in something, you can never see until you look back. So as I look back, I know that you know, He has just been directing me. So what happened is I moved to Florida. And I opened up, I got an office, and I chose an office on a very busy street so that I can park my limousine and put a sign on it on a busy street so people can pass by and see my limousine and rent it.
Okay.
But my office wasn't zoned for limousine, so one of the first things they did, like 2 weeks after or so, I got a note from the local zoning authorities to move it.
Okay.
So then my mind says, started looking around, because, you know, I never give up. It's never been
right,
my thing.
Right.
So I started looking for some place that I can park this limousine, and I saw this church, and I said to myself, hey, you know, they're only there on the weekends. You know, stupidity. They're only there on the weekends. Why don't I just park my car here? They'll never notice.
Okay.
So park my limousine. I know. So promptly, you know, like the next day, the pastor called me and says, hey, I see you parked your limousine. I didn't even ask permission.
Okay.
I see you parked your I know. He said, I see you parked your limousine on my in our location here. But, hey, if you want to park your limousine, maybe we can work something out where you can park it here. And in return, you give us, you know, a couple of nights a week so we can, you know, we can have contests and have that as a, you know, and he liked that, of course.
Okay.
So I went in to the office to present my barter arrangement.
Okay.
And sitting in the front was the senior pastor.
Okay.
And he told me later on that as soon as I walked in, God told him that we were going to be great friends and that, you know, he was going to help me. I know, isn't that amazing? And it ended up that he said, like, he did like most pastors would do. And he invited me to church. So
wonderful.
I walked into that church, and I felt at home. It was an immediate thing. I never stopped going. I went there every week. You know, I became part of the ministry. And so that was my first, as I, you know, my spiritual, as far as spiritual journey, as far as in Christ goes.
Okay.
And then, you know, in order to become an American citizen, you needed to get married. So I got into a marriage based on that outcome and, of course, didn't choose the right person. So I started having a very difficult marriage. And that is when I started going into consciousness and the spirituality and trying to change, you know, how I responded spiritually and things like that. Which took me on that journey where I was talking to when I put in my book, Becoming Conscious, My Awakening. So I became conscious and awakened, because an awakened person is, they say when you're sleeping, you know, your nervous system, you know, almost shuts down, you can't hear mm-hmm. well, your blood pressure, everything goes low. So when you're in a sleep, you're alive, but you're just sleeping.
Okay.
So being awakened, I became awakened to the spirit world. And when I say the spirit world, I mean how you when you start your day, how you consciously say, this is what I want to happen. How you
okay.
consciously, like, for instance, you're talking about emotions. You can consciously decide how you're going to respond to somebody that's mean to you, that kind of thing.
Yes.
But I know
yes.
that you that this is your space, because that is
yes.
what you're trying to teach your audiences.
Yes.
So I started to study that and started to understand that, and using those principles as well as biblical principles, you know, some proverbs in the Bible that I would have my
yes.
mantra. And I started, so that was basically my spiritual history. And now I am pastored by an amazing man that feeds me all the time as far as life and spirituality and how
yes.
to, because that's what the Bible is. It's life school.
Yes.
So I,
yes.
I'm, you know, I'm consciously feeding myself, consciously learning, you know, constantly learning. I follow, you know, Dr. Wayne Dwyer on the power of intention, the law
yes.
of attraction, the secret,
yes.
you know, all those things, the law of intention,
yes.
All those, you know, all those areas I focus on, and, you know, I do work as far as my mission and my purpose and things like that. And your last question is, what events in my personal and spiritual history that sowed the seeds of
yes.
Of who I am today? And I mentioned the fact that, you know, going through a bad marriage or so, and then
yes.
you decided, you know,
yes.
I just don't want to pack up and leave. You got to learn to work with this person.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And,
yes.
And
yes.
You know, and grow as an individual. So that was the first thing, and then I understood as I stayed in the consciousness area and
mm-hmm.
stayed in understanding what my talents, my natural talents and giftings were. I recognized that God wanted me to. My purpose in this world was to give hope and encouragement to others.
Okay.
So right now, the seeds that I'm sowing. I'm sowing into others, people, and basically,
yes.
when you serve first, then God rewards you. So right now, that's what I'm doing. I'm sowing into other people's lives so that I can motivate them to become successful, and you know, as you said in your intro, to help them achieve success in their lives.
Yes.
So that's
yes.
that's the seeds that I'm sowing.
Yes, well,
right
you
now.
Know, your story is absolutely fascinating for a number of reasons.
Thank
I think
you.
That. I think that one of the things that I love about it the most is that sometimes you run across a lot of Christians that are very narrow-minded in terms of their exposure to spirituality. And
mm-hmm.
I like the fact that you're still Christian, but yet that doesn't mean that you can't borrow things from other religious traditions and incorporate
okay.
some of those principles as they fit with what we believe biblically. So I really like that, and I'm really encouraged about that. I think that the way to go in general in the future is a more of a holistic orientation. You
yeah.
know, mind, body, spirit. I believe that most spiritual traditions have kernels of biblical truth or things in common that we can agree upon across traditions, as opposed to, you know, Christians and other people always focusing on what we disagree about. You know, we can have more power if we can connect with people upon what we agree about. So
right.
I just thank you for opening that up into our space today.
Awesome. You're very welcome.
Okay. So then my next question for you is what is coaching, and what kind of coaching do you do in particular?
Okay. Well, coaching is the space in which you take someone from where they are today to
okay.
where they want to be tomorrow.
Okay.
So everybody can benefit from a coach. I mean, a lot of people, or maybe a lot of your listeners, would be familiar with the sports coaching, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the sports world, you know, if a team is not doing well, they fire the coach because they figure the coach is the one they're responsible.
They certainly do, which is going on a lot, yeah, right now, the NFL.
They fire the coach because the coach is responsible for motivating and the rules and everything, and the team just follows. In the life coaching world, it's totally the opposite. The coach is not there to tell you the plays. The coach is there to help you understand your natural giftings, your natural abilities, find out your passion, find out if the person is spiritual, find out what God wants them to do, because as a Christian, we all know that God had a purpose for you, and it was before you were born. Like the Bible says, I knew you before you were in your mother's womb, right?
Yeah.
So we're all coming with a purpose, and he doesn't tell us what that is. So when you come into the coaching environment, you're saying, you know, maybe I'm lost. Maybe I'm not sure what job I want to take. I'm not sure how to start my own business. I'm in my business. I'm not sure how to take it to the next level. But when you come in, the first thing that we do is we go back to your past. We go back to just like how you started a minute ago. Tell me a bit about yourself, because that is always the foundation before you go forward. You got to understand you. And that's where the spirituality comes in, because a lot of people don't know who they are. They've just been spinning their wheels as a hamster. You know, I had a coaching session yesterday with someone that, you know, she came to me and she says, well, this person says that I should be a nurse. This person says that I should do catering. This person says that I should do hair. And I'm thinking, well, you can't do all three. So let's find out where your passion lies. You know what I mean? So, and unfortunately, a lot of our students, that's what happens. They go to school, and a guidance counselor say, you know, I think you should be a nurse because you can make lots of money, right?
Okay.
Or I think you should be an operator of computers because computers is the wave of the future. But nobody gives you the coaching to understand your natural abilities, your natural talents, your passion, what God wants you to do. And that's the only way for you to be happy.
Well, it's time for a break. So please join me when we return, when we will talk more about coaching and finding out what type of seed we're planting in our lives. Back, everyone. You are listening to Spiritual Principles for Emotional Healing with Dr. Denise, and I am your host, Christian Emotional Wellness Expert, Dr. Denise Johnson. The topic for today's show is, Are You Eating Your Seed? And my guest is Myrna Morris Young, certified life coach, author, and inspirational speaker. During this segment, we will talk more about coaching and help you figure out what type of seeds you are sowing into your own life.
The kinds of coaching that I do, as you mentioned, I'm a spirituality coach because that's my space. That is what's worked for me. That's what works for everybody. You got to understand who you are. You got to understand what your obstacles are in life because they're usually the same, and that comes from your beliefs. That comes from your, you know, that comes from if you, you know, what people tell you you can be, and
okay.
and all things like that. So, but then, and then I also focus on entrepreneurial coaching because, as I mentioned, I had a very successful limousine service. You know, I'm an entrepreneur right now as a life coach, and you know, I'm a CEO of my own company. So I understand the entrepreneurial world, and I understand the spiritual world. So those are the two that I focus on. But like
excellent.
I mentioned, I can also do career coaching, and I can do any kind of coaching. If you have a goal and you've got the funds, you should hire a coach.
Yes. Amen. And who are your target clients? I heard you say both entrepreneurial clients and those
right.
who are in need of spiritual coaching. Okay.
Right.
And again, the spiritual coaching helps people identify who they are on the inside
right.
and what their gifts
right.
and talents are.
Correct.
Okay. All right.
Right.
Excellent. So what are some seeds that our audience can plant?
Well, we know the one that God tells you to plant, and that is tithing, tithes and offering. So
okay.
that's the first seed that you should plant, which means when I talk about you eating your seed, which is the topic of our conversation today, God
yes.
says that if you give me 10%, then I will multiply that, you know, 30, 60, 100 fold. And that's basically
right.
one of the main principles is that you've got to give in order to receive. So, I mean, in that world, in the spiritual world, that's planting seeds. In the physical
okay.
world, you're planting seeds in your relationships.
Right.
You're planting seeds at your job. Given an example, a lot of people that are in relationships will tell you that a lot of times they don't work. But one of the things that I learned earlier on is that you can plant seeds of service, regardless
yes.
as if your spouse, you know, is regardless as if you think that they deserve it or not.
Okay.
right?
Yes.
And it absolutely works. I
yes.
have been there. I will tell you that you
yes.
can your husband or your partner, you can say that they don't deserve something, but if you serve them and you treat them well and you're kind to them, those are planting seeds. I mean,
yes.
what normally happens in a natural world, somebody does you something, you're mad, you stop doing things for them, and it spins, and then they start doing something for you, and it
right.
and it just escalates. But if you say,
right.
hey, you know, I am going to be a Christian, and I'm
yes.
going to forgive, and I am going to still be nice to this person, and I'm going to plant those seeds, they will water. It's called watering. It, you know,
yes.
it will grow.
Yes.
Yep.
So then, in terms of planting, it is more than just money, even though part of that is the tithe and money.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also recognizing and being conscious of the fact that everything that we do towards people is planting a seed, whether the seed is
yep.
good or whether it's bad. We're planting something. And you're calling people to be aware and mindful of the types of seed that they're planting because they are.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes.
So why does God give seed to the sower? What is his intent behind that?
Right. Well, God gives seed to the sower so that you can have a harvest, right?
Okay.
The Bible talks about Jesus gives the parable where someone, you know, they give the, you know, one seeds to three people. One
right.
of them dug it in the ground, the other one held on to it, and
yes.
the other one invested it. And
right.
The one that invested it is the one that he says that did the right thing, right? Because
okay.
when God gives you something, he expects you to multiply it, right?
Right.
So anything that he gives you, he expects you to multiply it. If he gives you the ability to be a singer or to be a concert pianist or accounting or any natural talent that he gives you, it's so
right.
that you can deposit that in his kingdom so that you can get a harvest, so that you
right.
can give it to someone else. Right now,
yes.
He's giving me the seed of being able to talk, being
yes.
able to be a coach, being able to be a motivator. If I just stay in my room and read
right.
everything that I can and increase my knowledge and don't share it, then
yes.
what is the purpose?
right.
So he gives you seeds so that you can scatter it, right? And
yes.
for it to become a harvest. into by sowing it into someone else's life.
All right. Excellent. Excellent. And what kind of harvest can you expect if you plant in season?
Right. Well, we all know that there's a time for everything, right?
Yes.
So the Bible says, you know, that your season is when everything is going well. And everybody knows when they're in season because everything they touch turned to gold. The Bible also says that he can make you, you can harvest when it's not your season, but we're not going to go there because, you know, that's in the pasture. That's in the pasture. But when you're in your season, right, is when everything that you touch turns to gold. And you understand that by something comes in your path. You know, I was telling you, you know, I was telling you before we started this conversation that someone called me up and say, I would like you to come on my show because you're a coach and I'm interviewing coaches. So I came on her show and I said, sure. And because of that show, then I got offered my own radio show.
Yes.
got offered my own radio show. So that is basically what happens when you're in season, that God will there's a saying that God will blow your seeds where you didn't even plant, right?
Right.
That everything you touch, he will put things in, he will put people and things on your path. Someone will come to you and say, hey, you know what? There's a position that's being opened that you didn't even know about. And you say, they should tell you to go apply for it. And you apply for it, and you get the job, and it wasn't even in your radar. So that's what happens when you're in season. But you don't get in season because the laws of the harvest, you can't circumvent it. You can't get to the harvest if you don't plant the seed. So when you're coming to the harvest, it's because you planted the seed. Maybe you planted staying later at work. Maybe you're given a church. You're serving.
Right.
You're doing something, and God sees you're faithful. And then he'll put something in your pot so that you can harvest.
Right.
Yep.
Right. Now, you know, it occurs to me that some people in the audience might have difficulty recognizing when it is their season.
That's
right?
True.
And so it takes a certain level of, like I said, spiritual sensitivity.
Yep.
And I guess also people would need to have shared their intent and their purpose. They need to have some connection with that for themselves. You know, because if I know what my intent and my purpose are, then I'll be more likely to recognize my season when it comes set the thing that it is that I want to see. So take some self-reflection and taking some time out of life and contemplating these things.
Yep. And maybe that's a good segment for where we're talking about all the different religions as far as the meditating and things like that. And that's basically what my fascination was with the Eastern cultures and the Buddhism with their, you know, enlightenment. Because when you meditate, then you get quiet and you pay attention to what's inside of you. And that's how you know these things. You know, it not only gives you the peace, like Jesus said, you know, peace be still, or God said, peace be still.
Yes.
But when you're peace and your mind is not wandering on your credit card bills and what your husband is doing and what your kids are doing, and you're able to get that input. You're able to understand what God wants you to do. You're able to understand your purpose a little bit more and things like that. Yeah. That is exactly how you will know if good things are happening. Yep.
Yes. And it's so funny because, you know, a lot of Christians are against meditation, but the scripture that you just quoted for me is evidence that maybe we should consider it. The scripture is be still.
Peace be still, right?
And know that I am God.
Yes, I am God. Exactly.
There's something about being still, which to me is meditating, being quiet and still, that will allow God to speak to your spirit. And so even though Christians may not believe in Buddhism per se, but clearly there is some benefit to, in their prayer lives, you know, incorporating quiet time and meditation and thinking about God and thinking about the scriptures and thinking about their intent on a regular basis and watch him open you up when you actually practice that on a regular basis. Oh, that is excellent. That is excellent. All right, then let me ask my next question. How can you make your ground productive or become good ground?
Well, yeah, you know, that's referencing the scripture that God said, you know, that our Jesus talked when he talked about the parable, and he said, you know, some of you will hear the word and, you know, a storm will come by and it will be gone, or some of you will, you know, so fertile ground is when you hear the word and you do the word, right? Okay. So when you go to church, that's just one part of it. When you go to church, and you listen to the word, and the pastor teaches you some way that that Jesus wants you to, the Bible teaches you to serve or teaches you to be a good person or things like that. If you say, oh, that's just mumbo jumbo, or I don't believe that, or he is whatever, then you're not fertile ground. But if you believe that, you know, that's going to help you to achieve your goals in life. And one of our main goals is that we don't want to be poor. We want to be, you know, live an abundant life. And abundant life would be abundance of happiness, abundance of wealth, abundance of whatever you want. And, you know, the Bible is teaching you that we have the blessings of Abraham. So God doesn't want you to be poor. So if you say, well, you know what, if I incorporate these principles, these truths into my life, then this is the harvest that I'm going to get. So that's one part of it. But it's also different things. You know, I surround myself with learning from every area, not only from the Bible, but from all these books that teach me certain things. So, for instance, right now, one of the books that I'm reading, and this is the book Think and Grow Rich. That is such a profound book on making your ground fertile, because what it's teaching you, that anything that you believe, anything that you put in your mind and how you think about it, then it can manifest into the physical. So, and that, and I could say to myself, oh, you know, that's just mumbo jumbo. But no, if I say, well, you know what, I am going to do these six principles that he tells me to do so that I can take what's in my mind and manifest it into the physical, then that's how I make my ground fertile. But if you never do anything, right, you're never going to be rich. You're always going to be just have enough or sometimes not even enough.
Right. So it is being able to operationalize and hold on to the good things that you're being taught or exposed to.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent.
To convert it.
Yes.
To convert what you hear into doing.
Okay. Excellent.
Something that I learned quite recently, and that is the burning bush and how the bird that story of Moses at the burning bush, how that story is so important to our lives. Because God puts a burning bush into everybody, and you've got to understand what it is. So I end off by talking about your burning bush, give some examples of people that use what's inside of them, their burning bush, to become millionaires. And one of them was Walt Disney. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, of course, then we've got, you know, the J.K. Rowling and tons of people that that use their burning bush to become extremely successful and give the world something that they needed, a service that they needed. So, and my burning bush was to become an American, to leave a legacy for my children and my children's children. That was my burning bush, and it still is. Still burning.
Yes. And so your story is one of encouragement for everybody in the audience who may have been in poverty, in abusive situations where the odds mm-hmm. were against them, where
yep.
it seemed impossible, and your story is just another testimony to them to understand that if they look within mm-hmm. and become conscious and have their spirit filled with what God has for them, that they will see their opportunities. And they have to sow those seeds that you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
with all those things together, they will see their intent come to fruition.
Yes.
That is excellent.
Yes.
That is excellent. So
thank
then
you. Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you the next question. How can we equate the law of the harvest to the laws of life?
We know that there's certain spiritual principles. I mean, sorry, there's certain principles of the universe, right? We're switching over to the universe now. And a lot of Christians don't believe, you know, don't like talking about the universe. But, you know, there's universal laws. And the universal
right.
laws are gravity, sowing and reaping.
Right.
The farmer has to sow in order to reap. You can't, you know, and you reap in proportion to the amount you sow. If you want to
okay.
have, you get my point. So sowing and reaping,
yes.
that is basically the laws of the universe, the law of the harvest. And it's the same thing, right? If you just read one book, and that is basically your seed, you're not going to be as good as, and let's take an example. I mean, I read, there's not a day that doesn't pass that I don't read before I go to bed or read
okay.
in the morning, and I'm constantly learning. I will tell you that people go to school and they finish school and that was the end of their education. They don't read
yeah.
anything more. They don't
right.
they don't sew anything more.
Right.
So
right.
in 10 years when their job is being phased out, which will happen, you know, the
right.
you know the statistics show that in 10 years most people will be out of a job because you know everything is becoming
yes. mechanized. Yes,
right.
you're right.
Right,
mm-hmm.
mechanized. That's the correct word. So if you don't learn a new trade or you don't sow something in your own lives or whatever, you're never going to be able to get the harvest, right?
Right.
If you think you can just work and make $30,000 a year and then, you know, you're going to be retired and expect the government to pay you with your Social Security, then that's going to be your harvest. But
right.
if you sow into something, then and you sow your seeds, whatever it is, whether it's learning, relationships, spirituality, then you are going to reap the harvest because
yes.
the Bible says whatever you sow, you shall reap. And I would
right.
challenge anybody to come to me and tell me that that is not a truth.
Right.
Always a truth.
Right.
You sow in proportion to what you reap. If you don't reap, if you don't sow, you can't reap anything.
Yes. Well, it's time for our second break. And I'm going to ask you to join me when we return, when we will be discussing more about sowing and reaping, and we're going to talk with our guest a little bit more about her other pursuits. Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Spiritual Principles for Emotional Healing with Dr. Denise, and I am your host, Christian Emotional Wellness Expert, Dr. Denise Johnson. The topic for today's show is, are you eating your seed? And my guest is Myrna Morris Young, certified life coach, author, and inspirational speaker. During this segment, we're going to make some final comments about sowing and reaping and discuss some of the guest's other pursuits. And I also think sometimes people get overwhelmed. We think that we're talking about them starting off like in a really big way. But the reality is small seeds even have the ability to bring a great harvest, especially if you do them small but over a period of time. So, you know, we're not talking about, you know, starting out, you know, you got to, you know, go to Harvard and Yale and, you know, read 10,000 books. I mean, you could start by reading, you know, a paragraph a day. You could start by, you know, reading a book a month, or, you know, you just have to start somewhere, meditating 5 minutes a day as opposed to not doing it at all.
Yeah. That is actually something that I've tried, because a lot of people say that they can't meditate. Their mind is too busy. And it's very true. But I heard when you stop at a stop sign, right, you can meditate. And meditate basically is clearing your mind and concentrate on your breathing. And that's basically all it is. And they're saying when you're at a stop sign, you can meditate. You don't have to sit for half an hour, because it takes a lot to be able to do that for half an hour, because most people's brains go after 5 minutes.
Yes.
And that's
why
you have to train it. But you said something a minute ago that I want to touch on.
Sure.
One of my most favorite things is, you know, one of my most favorite sayings is, and I do a lot of blogs on it, is that the acorn, the oak tree lives in the acorn.
Okay. Yes.
And the acorn, you know, is a very small seed, and an oak tree is tremendous. And also, Jesus talked about the mustard seed.
Yes.
So, yeah, small things do grow into big things. And, it's another thing that I talk about in my blog, and I it's one of the principles in my book, is that you got to keep hitting the anvil. And an anvil, if anybody doesn't know what that means, is in the olden days when a blacksmith was shaping shoes for the horses, he had to be pounding, you know, he would heat it up, and then he would pound it and pound it and pound it until he gets shaped. And one of my favorite books is The Pursuit of Happiness. We all know the story, you know, but that's a gentleman. And he talked about you got to keep hitting the anvil. You got to do something every day. And every day you got to keep hitting it. And it will come. You're right. It doesn't have to be something big, but it's just something every day that moves you towards a goal.
Yes. Yes. Wonderful. Wonderful. So how can people save seeds for planting?
Well, that is similar to the tithing analogy, where you don't eat all your seeds, you save some of it. And to give another analogy, you know, from the West Indies, the way we plant fruit trees is you're eating a fruit, and when you finish with a seed, you put it in the ground, you pour water in it, and you get all these different trees. So if you were to eat the seeds, then you wouldn't have anything to plant. So that's basically where that came from. And the same thing about saving your seeds. You've got to save, whether it's for your retirement, whether it's for a rainy day, whether it's for your children's education, whatever it is. It's one of the laws. You talk to Warren Buffett, you talk to any financial planner, you talk to anybody, you've got to save. Save, invest, multiply them.
Yes.
In any way.
Yes. All right. Excellent. Excellent. And how can people get their harvest in this season?
Well, again, that's a biblical principle. And the biblical principle is, a lot of times people say that they're waiting, they're not ready yet, that they've got to do this before they go to that. Or, you know, somebody that's listening might say, hey, you know what, I want to start my own business, I want to go to school, I want to, but there's going to be a but. Oh, but I don't have the time, or and even the one that I know always forget, I want to lose weight. but I don't have the time to go to the gym, but I don't have the time to do this,
right.
but I don't have the money to do this, I don't have the whatever. So that principle is saying that the time is now. God is not about to do anything. He wants to do it now. This
okay.
is your season. This is
yes.
your time.
Yes.
It's now. Because tomorrow is not promised. So this is your season. Make it your season. Make it ripe, right? And just
yes.
go do it.
Yes. And I would even add to that the fact that people are listening to this radio show today is confirmation that now is their time.
Yes.
Because
yes.
you are planting seeds in a word right into
yes.
that for them,
right.
for now.
Right, right. And
exactly.
you know, my book, Becoming Conscious, My Awakening,
mm-hmm.
I spent a lot of time talking about coincidences, and there is no such thing as a coincidence.
Right.
And I will tell you that the fact that God has put this radio show in their path means that he's got something in it for them.
Right.
We talked about a lot of things, right?
Right.
But something is for the person that's listening because there
right.
are no coincidences. You're very
yes.
right.
yes. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Yes.
Amen. So can you tell us some of the other things that you're doing currently?
I do a lot of things.
Yes, I know. You're a very busy woman.
I am.
Yes, you are.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. And what suffering is my gym life? I'm the one that has to tell myself that I need to find time for it. But, yes, I am a coach, so
okay.
I have clients that I coach.
Okay.
I blog, and I blog basically about my book. I blog about
okay.
entrepreneurship.
Okay.
I blog about various things that will, you know, motivate the people that are, you know, listening and things like that.
Okay.
And I am trying to build my speaking business.
Okay.
So. Yes, and I've got my, you know, my three books. I do book signings and I do events and things like that. But, yeah, so those are the three things that I'm concentrating on now. And radio, I even forgot about that. Yes,
yes.
I'm going to be having, in a couple of months, I'm going to have my own radio show. We are working on that right now. So I'm in
Excellent.
Training. I'm in training for that, you know, to do what you do.
Oh.
And you did an excellent job.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Yeah, so I am, you know, I'm working on, you know, those different things. And
that is excellent. Excellent.
And then, of course, I need to make my book into an audio version. So I have
okay.
to work on that. And of course, I'm a mom and a wife. I have not only my two biological children, but I adopted three children, which
oh,
are under
wonderful.
Eight.
Oh, wonderful.
I know. So I have all those. Yeah, I have all those notches in my
Wonderful.
Belt. Yes.
Well, your life mm-hmm. is very, very full. All and
yes,
all because and all because you planted the right
yes.
seeds.
Seeds.
Yes, yes you
true.
Planted seeds. So
very,
if the audience
true.
If the audience wanted to contact you for more information, could you tell us the different ways they could do that? I would imagine you have a website or email address
yes.
or even if you have a business phone number. Okay.
Sure. Okay. Well, my website is where my contact information, as far
okay.
as if you were, I'm going to give you the phone number and everything now, but just
okay.
in case they, you know, they're not any place where they can write it down.
Okay.
My company, and I got the name of my company while I was in church, so
okay.
it's amazing. It's called My Help. And obviously, any Christian, if you don't remember, My Help coming from the Lord, mine was just a
yes.
mess. So
yes.
my website is www.myhelps.us, not
okay.
.com, so
okay.
.us.
Right.
And I have an 888 phone number, which is 888-569-3182.
Wonderful.
If you want to email me, it's very easy. It's Myrna, M-Y-R-N-A, @myhelps.us. So
okay,
those are my
great.
Three contact things.
And if the audience feels that my radio show has been a blessing, I invite you to like me on my Facebook page at www.facebook.com/spiritualprinciplesforemotionalhealing. And on my Facebook page, I would also invite you to leave an encouraging word for me or others. You can go and listen to past radio shows, or if you scroll to the bottom of the page, you will see a YouTube clip about how the radio show started. Okay, usually I have the guests pray for the audience at the end of my show.
Oh.
So I'm going to ask you to do that for me today.
Oh, that is wonderful. Okay, you want me to do that now?
Yes, please.
Okay, thanks. Okay, dear Lord, I thank you so much for putting me in this space that I could impart some of your word into the listeners right now. I pray, oh God, that the word or what I imparted would reach on good ground,
yeah,
that they would understand, oh God, the principles of sowing and reaping, and that firstly, that they have to have seed, and everybody has seed, because everybody has something that they can sow. If it's not money, it is service, it's kindness, it's,
yes,
giving a compliment, but everybody has got seed that they can sow. And oh God, I thank you so much for this opportunity that I can be on this radio program with Dr. Denise. Oh God, I pray that you would help her in her mission as well, to help her listening audience understand that spirituality and emotional healing go together.
Amen.
And I pray for everybody that's within the sound of my voice, that they will come to you if they have not come to you already, because with you, all things are possible.
Amen.
I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And as we continue in prayer, oh God, I thank you for Myrna today, oh God. I thank you for her history, oh God. I thank you, oh God, how you have been with her from before the time she was in her mother's womb, oh God. I thank you how you have ordained her to be in this place today, oh God. I thank you, oh God, how by your Spirit you have given her the passion, oh God, to sow seed, oh God. I thank you, oh God, for bringing the harvest that you have to her life, oh God, and that now she has the unction to share that with others, oh God. I just commit her endeavors into your hands, oh God, that you bless her and that you give her favor and that you give her entree, oh God, and that everything she touches, oh God, will show the harvest that her intent has supplied,
amen,
oh God. I bless her children. I bless her husband. I bless her books. I bless her radio show. I bless all things concerning her, oh God.
Amen.
We thank you, oh God, again for those in the audience today, oh God. I speak a special blessing over those who are hurting, oh God, and who are in a dark place today, oh God. I thank you that something we have said today will spark life on the inside, oh God, and that they will understand that this is not the end for them. This is the beginning of what you will do in their lives, oh God. Give them whatever it is that they need. Put whatever it needs to happen for them or in their place, oh God, for them to be comforted first, oh God, and for them to know, oh God, if they would just look up and plant the seeds that you have given them, you are faithful to make those things grow. We just commit the audience, my guests, this radio station, all things concerning you I place into your hands in the name of your Son, whom I love dearly. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Awesome. That was wonderful, Dr. Denise.
Yes.
So, yeah, that touched me. Thank you.
I am
appreciate
so glad. Amen. And lastly, to you, my precious audience, it is my honor, joy, and privilege to have you take the time out of your busy day to spend it with me. If you like the show, tell a friend to listen also, because I believe when we build our numbers and pray together, we become a force to push back the darkness. So I look forward to your joining me again next time. And remember, where your spirit leads, your emotions, power, and destiny will follow.